Hey, everybody, and welcome to this thing. I'm not sure what we're calling it, but it's our... It's going to be similar to what we did last week for episode for the season premiere of Game of Thrones, but it is just going to be... But we aren't going to be giving any score or anything, or we're just going to be talking about the show. It's a post-mortem commentary thing.
We could still just call it a review cast to call it good.
Okay, fine, fuck it. Welcome to the Game of Thrones Season 2, Episode 2 review cast.
Yeah, we just don't need to score it. I mean, yeah. You could review things without a score. It's cool.
Yeah, we could. But we have that review scale.
Well, I mean, like, we'll still use a review scale, just not for, like, this. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, well, so yeah, we're going to be doing this for every episode. So, yeah. We're going to do this for every episode of the second season of Game of Thrones. So, you'll be hearing even more of us weekly. Our sexy, sexy voices.
Yeah, baby.
Okay, so I guess we'll... So this is for our second episode, the Nightlands. Which apparently is Dothraki for the Land of Death.
I see.
Yes, yeah, according to the Wikipedia page. The episode is titled The Nightlands after the Dothraki language term for death.
Hmm.
Yeah, so, some trivia for you. The Nightlands means you fucking died.
It's interesting because I've never heard the Dothraki speak English. And Nightlands is clearly English.
Yeah. I've heard a few of them speak English. Like when that one lady was like teaching the Khaleesi to have sex. Was she Dothraki? Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure. That's hard to say. I don't know if they ever got into that, but I mean if what they were doing towards the end of the first season with they were like, there was that point where they were like basically pillaging that town or whatever, and they took all the women as like slaves and whores. So there's a possibility that that's what those women were just whores that they kidnapped from other towns.
Oh, that one guy who she sent out on the, like one of the guys she sent out on the horse, he talked English.
Did he?
Yes, I remember that.
Oh.
He spoke some English and then they went into the Dothraki language.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so this will start off at King's Landing. So I'll just be reading this verbatim from the wiki page. So Tyrion Lannister arrives at his quarters to find his Mistress Shae and Lord Varys conversing. So Varys is the eunuch.
Yeah, he's the fat bald guy. He's like stereotypical for like the preacher type-esque guy in medieval movies.
So, Tyrion threatens Varys' life if he dares reveal Shae's presence, but Varys is unfazed. During a small council meeting, Queen Regent Cersei, who is Joffrey's mom, I guess, reads Robb Stark's peace terms and a letter from Nightwatch's Lord Commander Jorah Mormont, asking for more men to man the wall. With the exception of Tyrion, the small council doesn't take Mormont's letter seriously. Later, Tyrion has dinner with Lord Janis Slint. Oh yeah, that guy. Discussing the city watch purge of King Robert's bastard children. When Janis refuses to reveal who ordered the purge, Tyrion has Janis arrested and exiled to the Night's Watch, with Bronn taking over his position. Cersei later confronts Tyrion about exiling Janis, and Tyrion realizes that it was King Joffrey and not Cersei who ordered the purges, and reminds his sister that it will be difficult to rule over millions who want her dead. Yeah,
right.
So that's what happened to King's Landing.
Yeah, the whole thing with Tyrion Lannister and the fat bald guy, whatever. Like, I don't. He doesn't seem like the type of character that really gives a shit if someone knows that he brought a fucking whore with him. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, it was his father that told him not to. So I guess maybe there's a point there of someone.
Because he's afraid of his dad.
Yeah.
Which is understandable.
Yeah.
Because Big Daddy Lannister, he's intimidating.
But I mean, who the fuck else knows? I mean, like, why can't he walk around town with her and be like, yeah, this is a princess from wherever, you know, or something?
I don't know, because someone will find out, because someone will find out and be like, oh, you lied to us.
I guess.
Yeah. I don't know, but... Yeah, like, one thing I really liked about King's Landing is the, like, small council meeting.
Yeah.
You know, like, she's reading out the letter from, like, saying we need more men for the night, for, like, the night watch. Night's watch, and then Tyrion's just like, well, you know, they have this and this, and then while he's just saying that, everyone's just leaving, like, ah, fuck it. So Tyrion's just like, yeah. Hey, guys, we could use more guys up there, because they got the stuff, and hey, guys, where are you going? I did like that. That was kind of funny.
Yeah, she says something like basically along the lines of like, oh, you spent like a couple of days on the Night's Watch and also now you believe in all the same superstitions as the North or something like that.
Yeah, it's like you spent a day in the wall and now you believe all the superstitions.
Yeah.
Which, understandably so, because, you know, they're kind of right.
Yeah, apparently they're true. I mean, they're White Walkers are not fake.
Yeah. Yeah, like he even brings out a thing like, Well, then, how do you explain when the head commander got attacked by a fucking corpse?
Oh yeah, that's right, because he does mention that. Mm-hmm. It's interesting that he even knows about that, seeing that he was long gone by that point.
Yeah, but he's Tyrion. He knows everything.
Yeah.
He's like a very tiny little finger.
that's one thing about this show that even in the first season that kind of. Pulled me out of it is the time it took to do stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, well, I'm sure we'll talk about it later with Ned Stark's daughter and the blacksmith guy. Mm-hmm. They're on their way to be part of the Night's Watch still. Where everyone else, mm-hmm. they get to where they're going pretty fucking quickly. Like,
well, yeah, but, you know, they are, like, how many miles south, but, like, Winterfell is, like, one-tenth of that distance.
What?
And, you know, this is like, they're rolling with a caravan, a bunch of children who are whiny little bitches, and they're using horses.
That's the thing. I mean, that's what makes it, because, like, other people get where they're going a lot faster, whether it's further or not away. It's still, like, I mean, come on, little fucking... Tyrion is a little fucking midget, man. He walks in little tiny baby steps everywhere he goes, and somehow he's able to get all the way back to King's Landing a lot faster.
Well, yeah,
to his father when he was walking through the fucking woods.
Hmm. Yeah, but you see, he's also lighter, so I'm guessing if he steals a horse, that horse will be able to run faster.
That's if he steals a horse, which they never show him doing. So we can
They also never show him going from the wall to wherever he's going.
But it doesn't matter. The point is they show people getting to where the fuck they're going. Where, I mean, okay, clearly I'm sure a lot of this has to do with there's this dialogue and story there of her not getting to the Night's Watch yet. Which is fine. It's just like, why the fuck is this? These people get back and forth to where they're going fast as fuck, but you guys are still doing this.
Maybe people move faster when the cameras are looking at them. It's like anytime the camera's focused on the scene, like the landscape stretches out to like 10 times its original size, but as soon as the camera goes away, it just collapses into itself.
Well, you could also make the argument that they move faster when the cameras are not there.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, I got that backwards. So yeah, when the cameras are gone, they move at light speed. the camera is their kryptonite. They're like the Flash. Whenever they aren't on camera, they generate speed force with each individual step. Well, yeah, so while it wasn't mentioned on the wiki page, there was that little bit in the brothel with Littlefinger and Hooser. What's it?
Okay.
Yeah, we're like they have all that shit going on in the brothel, like oh sex, 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 and then you hear someone crying, and then the fat guy comes out, is like, how did you start here with us? I'm really touched when she starts crying.
Yeah, what exactly was he saying to her? Because, like, I couldn't hear it. Like, I went back and tried watching that part again and turned my TV up, and I can hear him whispering, and I couldn't make anything out he was saying.
He was threatening her.
Basically, like, you better fucking not do that shit again or I'll kill you.
Yeah, it's like saying, like, I think he was saying, like, oh, I had this one girl who was working at a place. She was like, great. But then she started crying every time someone came in. So I fucked her up something fierce. And after that, she never cried again. So why don't you take the day off, and then tomorrow you come in smiling, or I'll do that shit to you.
That dude's such a fucking dick. I hate him. He's a little backstabbing bitch.
Well, he's probably going to get killed at some point.
I hope so.
I mean, they already had that bit at the beginning where he made, where he tripped afoul of Cersei, where he's like, knowledge is power, and she's like, slit the throat. No, wait, don't. Take a step back. Now turn around. Oh, now close your eyes.
Where she's like, power is power.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty good. Like, the only time the queen's ever done anything remotely interesting that yes. I didn't hate her for.
It's the only time the queen's ever actually had power.
But, I also want to mention that scene in the brothel is fucking disgusting, where he grabs that chick and, like, wipes the cum off her fucking lip.
Yeah.
And then sends her to him, and they just start making out right there, and it's like, oh, God.
Yeah, that was kind of...
It's like her tongue has to taste salty, right?
Yeah, it's like, what tastes like salted pineapple? that's what happened at King's Landing. So, on to Dragonstone, which is apparently what the place where What's-His-Face is from, Stannis. This place is Stannis. So, Davos Seaworth and his son Mathys managed to convince Davos's old friend, the pirate Salador San, for use of his ships in the war. In exchange, San will get to ransack King's Landing, but Davos cannot promise a second request to have the queen. Both Salador and Davos express displeasure at Mathys's devotion to the Lord of Light. Later, Davos tells Stannis that Melisandre of San's willingness... tells Stannis and Melisandre of San's willingness to aid him, to aid their army with his 30 ships. Stannis orders Davos to leave the... Stannis, blah, 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 blah. So they leave the room, and then Stannis and Melisandre fuck. Sorry, I fucked up the ending there.
Well, yeah, I don't know who the fuck we're talking about now.
Okay, so Stannis, the main guy, Melisandre, the redhead chick.
King Robert's brother.
Yes.
Okay.
Davos, the guy with the gray beard, who says Stannis is my god.
Yeah.
And then Mathos is the guy who's bitching at him, like, but the Lord of Light's the true god!
Yeah, that happened towards the end of the show. That's why I was...
Yeah, that happened near the ending.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should also say spoiler warning.
Well, if you haven't watched a TV show and you're listening to our review cast...
Yeah, if you haven't watched a TV show and you're listening to this, then...
We should just call this Game of Thrones Gossip Corner.
It's Game of Thrones Spoiler Cast.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so that's what we're calling these from now on.
Yeah, I don't know. That part was an interesting... Well, him fucking her was interesting, but that was about it.
Yeah, it's just... Again, like, well, it's kind of interesting now with Melisandre saying, like, hey, I can give you the son you want. It looks like she's using... looks like she might just be using religion as a way to become queen.
I think she's using that as her way to be... Well, I don't know, because the dude's like, I'm married. I got a wife or something. Yeah, and it seems like... I don't know if he has kids or not, but I'm assuming that he only has daughters if he does.
No, I don't think so. Like, it never really shows anything of him having kids, and he's always... Like, he's always... He says, like... She says, like, you know, he's never been able to give you the son you want, which I'm guessing when she's saying that, is like, she's never been able to give you any kids.
That's a possibility, yeah.
Yeah, that's what keep her locked in a tower somewhere, so I'm guessing she's, like, either insane or crippled or something.
So, well, I think she's probably just not able to have kids, is what I assume.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about why she's locked away.
I don't think she's locked away, is she? I mean, wasn't she there on the beach when he pulled the sword out of the burning whatever?
What, the girl who was, like, saying all that shit? Saying, like,
no, the one that his wife...
No, I don't think so. He actually, Melisandre says, like, that's the reason you keep her locked away in the tower.
Okay. Well, because, like, after he pulls the sword out in the last episode and he, like, throws it down and he starts walking away, there's, like, a chick that, like, started walking after him, kind of, in a way. And I just from that assumed that it was his wife, so. I don't know, maybe it wasn't.
Yeah, maybe, I don't know. But
those people, that whole situation there is it hasn't been too interesting for me, and it's still kind of confusing. Like, I didn't even know at first that was King Robert's brother. I was just kind of like, who are these new people? And
I kind of pay attention to this show, like, to think, like, you're just kind of sitting, like, hey, I'm gonna watch this thing. What's going on?
Yeah.
Actually, you have to put some energy into, like, figuring out, all right, so this is who this guy's really doing. This guy's trying to fuck over this guy. This guy fucked over this guy.
Well, yeah, like, I mean, going back and rewatching the first season, it, like, cleared up a lot of questions that I still had, where I was like, ah, I see where this is at. Like the whole situation with Jon Snow, I'm like, why did he go to the fucking Night's Watch? Like, and then, like, there's a point before he goes to it where he's having conversations with people about going to the Night's Watch and wanting to go, and it's like, and so rewatching the first season, I'm like, ah, here we go. That's, mm-hmm. All right. And there's a lot of shit going on. I mean, like, you have all these fucking stories of mm-hmm. different people going on in different places. I mean, it can be confusing.
Yeah. So, but one guy I do like is San, like the pirate guy they bring in. I like him.
The pirate guy?
Yeah, the Middle Eastern guy with the blue sash.
I don't remember.
Oh, well, there's a bit where the guy with the beard and his son who don't shut the fuck up. They're like, I'm trying to convince the pirate guy that's like, hey, join our fleet, we need your ships. Like Robert is the one true king, and then we'll be able to do this, you'll be able to do this, you'll be able to do that. It's like, the guy says, alright, so here's what I want. I want to be able to take any gold or anything I find in King's Landing, and I want to rape the queen. And he just says it so straight-faced.
It's like, that's awesome.
It's like, I don't want to fuck her, I want to rape her. There's a difference.
Yeah.
And Dobbs is like, well, we can't really promise you that. Like, he's not, like, denying him. He's just saying, you know, if you can, then go ahead. But we can't really, like, hold her so you can come and rape her.
Yeah, they're not going to hold her down. All right, get in here, quick.
Yeah. It's not like they're going to tie her up and deliver her to his ship. It's going to be like, we're not going to help you, but if you get your hands on her, go ahead. She ain't my queen, bitch.
Right on.
Yeah, so there's that. Now, on to the Iron Islands. Theon Greyjoy, who is that guy with the really patchy beard who ran with Starks, returns to his homeland but is not impressed by the greeting he receives. Shortly after, he is greeted by a young woman whom he does not recognize as his sister, Yara. They share a horse ride to Pyke, the capital of the Iron Islands, where Theon receives a cold welcome from his father, Balin. Theon presents him with the offer from Robb, which will make Balin king of the Iron Islands, but he refuses it. Balin instead wants to take his crown with Yara at the helm of his fleet. So, this is kind of creepy.
He tried finger-banging his sister.
He finger-banged his sister. He didn't try. He just, like, got that shit in there.
Well, it... Yeah.
Like, as they are riding, he's... No, it wasn't even implied. It was shown, like, as they are riding, he stuck his hand down her pants and she started groaning.
See, this is where TV, like, I don't really, it's just like, they can't show it, so it's like, has he for sure got it in there, or just, I guess so.
He finger-banged his sister.
Yeah.
That is fucked up. And this wasn't like a Luke and Leia thing of they didn't know they were siblings. Like, she knew who he was.
Yeah.
And she let him.
Well, not only that, but, like, then when he finds out who she is, he's more upset about the idea of her leading their father's army than he is about, oh my god, I just finger banged my sister.
Yeah, it's like he didn't immediately look at his hand and look to the fireplace. That's how I would have done it. I'd be like, and just dive hand first into the fire. Unclean!
Just burn that finger.
Yeah. It's so creepy. Yeah, but I one thing I do like about that is his dad, Balin, is like, well, are you a man or are you a woman? And they just starts like ripping off his, it's like, what did you pay, like, well, that's a nice little bumper you got there. Did you pay for that with iron? Did you pay for that with iron? Did you pay for that with gold?
Yeah, I don't understand. He didn't like the way he was dressed, saying he dressed like a girl, basically. Was he wearing, I mean... Was he not wearing pants? I mean, I know, like, those shirts kind of, like, go down past, you know, down, like, close to the knees, and they kind of wear a belt around it.
No, he was wearing pants.
All right.
I guess he was saying he was dressed as a girl because he was dressed really fancy.
That could be,
yeah. Yeah, like if you look at everyone else in that town, they look like ass.
Yeah.
But then he shows up, you know, he has clean hair, trimmed beard, wearing nice clothes that aren't covered in horse shit.
And his beard is patchy. It's like, yeah, stop.
It is patchy as fuck.
Shave that shit off because, dude, you can't grow a beard, Chad.
Yeah. Yeah, but, like, do they shave back then? Like, do they shave?
Yeah, they have to. I mean,
like how do you like their facial hair doesn't grow to a set length and then stop?
Well, that's first of all impossible. Second of all,
yeah, but dude, so are dragons.
Really? That's where you're gonna go with this? But
a kid's having psychic dreams. There's a chick who can step into fire and not get hurt. They can bring dead things back to life, and they give birth to horrible mega-infested dragon babies.
So yeah, why stop there? Why not have people? Yeah.
So it's entirely possible with genetically predetermined length. Stop. Yeah, for all you know, they could have like genetically predetermined beard lengths.
Well, okay, if you want to go that route, I mean that is a possibility. It's absolutely ridiculous. I'm just going to throw that onto the record. But I mean, obviously people shave. I mean, because you look at people like Tyrion Lannister or Ned Stark, you know, or the fat preacher dude, you know, who shaves his head and face, you know.
Or maybe he just didn't ever grew hair.
He just never grew hair.
Yeah, that was his predetermined hair length.
Oh my God, there has to be a scene. If anyone listening to this works for Game of Thrones,
if anyone listens to this works for Game of Thrones, please don't kill us.
No. If it's not already at some point in season 2 of someone shaving their face, put it in season 3.
Yeah.
So we can end this monstrosity.
So we can kill this baby while it sleeps.
They did at the end of the first episode.
Yeah. Just dead babies all over the streets of King's Landing. But they never show it, because that would be too much.
It would be. There's something wrong with you.
Of course there is. You've talked to me for extended periods of time, right?
Yeah.
You should know.
No, I'm not questioning that. I'm just stating that you are something's wrong with you.
Yeah, back to Iron Islands. So yeah, I really like Balin. And I'm also kind of disgusted that Yara. Balin's the dad, Yara's the sister.
Yeah. I don't like the dad. He's a little dick.
Of course he's a fucking dick.
It's like, go fuck yourself, dude, just because you're no longer relevant.
Hey, he's gonna be getting relevant soon, because, because the ships are being led by a girl.
Yeah, I hope they get wiped out, and his son can be like, that's why you don't have a girl run your armies.
Yeah. Hey, smell my fingers.
Smells like sister.
Yeah. So, moving on to Across the Narrow Sea with the Dothraki. So, Rakaro's horse returns to Daenerys' camp, carrying his head in one of its saddlebags. Sir Jorah Mormont tells her a message from one of the Elder Kals, none of whom like the idea of a Kal Asar ruled by a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Daenerys vows revenge as she prepares a funeral pyre for Rakaro. Yep.
Yeah.
So this happened.
There's nothing going on with the Dothraki and what's her name?
Daenerys.
At all in the last two episodes. It's been boring as fuck.
It's kind of been them walking.
Yeah, and it's just been fucking boring. It's like, I miss the guy that played as Conan.
Khal Drogo,
yeah. Because that dude, he was so fucking good. I mean, for being a dude that never spoke a lick of English.
He had a presence.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, he was a strong, silent type. Yeah, he was just fucking badass.
Yeah. But then they had to go and kill him.
Yeah. Fuck you. George
R. R. Martin. George R. R. Martin.
There you go. Yeah. Fuck you, man.
Yeah, but I'm just... Like, the Dothraki have been, like, kind of built up over the series as being, like, these mythical warriors and be like, holy shit, they're so fucking awesome. They rape and pillage and do everything. They're like Vikings on horses.
Yeah.
And so I am really looking forward to when they actually get to just unleash. Like, it's good, you know, like, it's gonna, like, when they do, well, like, as unleash as they can, being, you know, starving and dying of thirst.
Yeah, there's, well, first, there's not a lot of them anymore. or at least not that followed her. I mean, most of them took off.
Yeah, and
it
like,
seems like it's mostly just women that followed her.
And all the other Kalasars are just like, fuck them.
Yeah.
But what I'm kind of hoping for is like they'll show up at some other Kalasar, one of the Kals will come out and it's like, oh, you can't be here, you're a woman and shit, and then you just like fucking stabs him. And then just like, and then she just takes over.
At this point, anything will be more popular and more interesting than what's going on with them.
Yes, anything will be more interesting than I'm walk through the desert and talk about stuff.
Yeah, and her like. Cause like and then she says something like I'll basically saying like I'll punish them for this or something. It's like just sit back down.
Yeah. Vows revenge. She's like we shall pay this price with their blood, and then and then rawr. And then I'm gonna sick my baby dragons at you.
Yeah.
It's like it turns out they eat man meat. That sounded way worse than I did too.
Yeah.
So dragons, little known fact, they exist entirely on penises.
Oh, you could have just leave it as Anduin. You had about it.
Yeah, well, hey, so if they go to King's Landing, they will get a fill with Joffrey, because that motherfucker is just a walking dick.
Yeah, he is. God.
Thankfully, little Joffrey in this episode.
There is it.
I don't remember Joffrey being in this episode.
Yeah, I'm trying to think about it now that I don't remember.
This thing is another point on its non-existent score for not having Joffrey.
This is like now become the best episode ever. Or nope. The best episode ever is the one where Tyranny beats the shit out of him.
Did you just call him Tyranny?
Tyranny, yeah, I did.
Tyrion the Tyranny Lannister.
Yes.
From parts unknown. Weighing in at 95 pounds.
He came in, he is from the same place as the Ultimate Warrior. Yeah.
Just comes down from the top rope.
I will get all my little warriors together and we all will fuel our rocket ship that will fly into the sky and the thunder red rain will come down.
Open
and I will
nose.
Take the heavyweight championship away from you, Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. Old little Tyrians know that you gotta bring to SmackDown, brother. Snap into a Slim Jim.
Alright, okay, come on.
Beyond the wall. So, Samwell Tarly, the fat one.
I'm liking Sam.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, he is not suited for the Night's Watch, but he is a good. But I like him as a character.
Yeah.
So Samwell Tarly helps Gilly, one of Craster's wives, who is also one of his daughters. Or granddaughters.
Yeah, right? I was kind of thinking about that after watching the episode of, like, not only are these his daughters / wives, but they could be potentially his granddaughters or great-granddaughters / wives at this point.
Mm-hmm. And so one of Craster's wives, when she is confronted by Ghost, that's his direwolf, Sam asks Jon Snow about taking her with them, but Jon refuses since they aren't supposed to be involved in Craster's family affairs. Gilly, who is pregnant, refuses to reveal why she wants to leave, but the conversation again arouses Jon's suspicions about what happens to Craster's sons. Later that night, Jon witnesses Craster taking a newborn child into the woods late at night. He follows Craster, only to see him returning empty-handed. Hearing the cracking of ice, he rushes to the aid of the child when he sees a White Walker retrieve the baby. Before Jon can pursue it, Craster hits him in the head and loses consciousness.
Yeah, Jon Snow, he's in a bit of a pickle right now, I think.
Yeah, so wildlings become White Walkers?
I don't know. I really don't know how the whole White Walkers thing works, because I thought White Walkers were
the reanimated
creatures of some type, but Are they only zombies, or is turning people, dead bodies, into zombies like just another form of White Walkers?
Yeah, they really haven't explained that.
They haven't explained shit about White Walkers. They were shown in the very first episode of the first season. Yeah. Later in probably close to the end of the first season.
Yes, when they attack Lord Commander.
Yeah, and like now.
Yeah,
and even in this episode, they didn't even really show it. Like, I wasn't even sure if it was a White Walker. I just assumed it was.
And it wasn't really like a White Walker we've seen before, because like it wasn't like a corpse with glowing blue eyes. It was just a black figure.
Yeah.
So for all we know, the White Walkers could just be sorcerers.
Yeah, I mean they don't explain anything about White Walkers. I mean, the most that's ever really been said about them that I found is like when like. In the first episode there, where the dude's like, I know what I seen a White Walker, and the one guy was like, White Walkers have been around for like thousands of years or some shit like that.
Yeah, it's really fucking weird, but I'm kind of interested. I'm really interested in this kind of storyline, seeing where this goes.
I am too, but I at some point they need to at some point dive into it a little bit more, man. Just give us some more than these quick glimpses and vague descriptions of
maybe next episode, because we aren't really sure why Craster knocks Jon Snow out. For all we know, he could be knocking him out to leave him for the White Walkers.
This possibility, but I mean, my assumption is he's gonna. Well, he, you know, clearly we all know that. Jon Snow seeing this would then go back to what's his name and be like, hey, this motherfucker's feeding his fucking unborn or his newborn boys to the White Walkers. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's the whole reason why they're out there, because of that White Walker attacking what's his name,
Lord Commander.
Yes.
Or Commander Mormont.
Mormont, there it is. So, if, you know, Jon Snow would go back and be like, hey, this dude's fucking helping out White Walkers, they'd be like, oh, you're the problem.
Yeah, they'd be like, fuck you, son, then pull their swords.
So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, in reality, the dude just would have stabbed him right there, right? And killed him and left him.
Oh, yeah, Like, he's part of, like, Night Watch or some bullshit, and maybe he might have, but we don't exactly know what's happening here.
Yeah.
So, for all we know, he could, like, take him back and say, this guy was fucking one of my wives.
He could, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well. So, moving on to the caravan bound for the Wall. So, two city watchmen arrive at the caravan with a royal warrant, searching for Gendry. I think it's pronounced it. It's either Gendry or Gendry. I'm gonna go with Gendry.
I think it's either or, fuck it.
However, they are turned away by Yorin after he threatens their lives. Later, Gendry reveals to Arya that he knows she is a girl.
Hold on. He doesn't threaten the dude's life. He threatens the dude's balls.
Yeah, if movies are to be believed, if you cut a guy's dick, he dies.
Well, I think he was talking about the main artery that's on the inner thigh.
Oh, yeah, that is. It's like, there's the artery. You cut that, it won't stop bleeding.
Yeah, and he was saying, like... And he says, like, no one here knows how to fix it soon enough.
Yeah. Such a conversation about why this is watch that. She, in turn, reveals to him that she is actually Arya Stark after learning her father met him before. So, yeah, they went the complete opposite direction of what I was thinking.
What's that?
Like, remember in last thing I said, like, maybe they'll do some weird bullshit relationship thing of where... some weird gay panic thing. But it's like, nope, hey, I know you're a girl. Because we're not a dumbass.
Well, I think... they're not going to go that abrupt that you mentioned, because this is in a 1980s comedy.
Yeah, I know, because this isn't one of the guys.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I actually did kind of like that. It's like, so what do you think after? Because we were a girl? It's like, I'm not a girl. It's like, please, I'm not one of these idiots.
Yeah. And actually, and he's like, pull your cock out, take a piss.
And she's like, I don't have to pee. That was her defense against that. It's like, I don't have to pee.
I do like the when he says, she says something sarcastic or something, and he's like, you shouldn't make fun of people bigger than you or whatever. She's like, I don't want to make fun of anyone at all.
Yeah. Yeah, that was good.
I like that.
Yeah, one thing I actually did kind of like was, after they did all that, when, I'm not entirely sure if he was making fun of her or not, but, like, after she, like, said, like, hey, I'm Arya Stark, it's like, I mean, you're a lady, I should talk to you like a lady, and then just, like, starts, like, doing, like, being subservient to her, like, yes, my lady, and she just, like, starts fighting her, it's like, well, that was a very ladylike. I wasn't sure if he was trolling her or was being actually serious about it.
Yeah, I think pretty much that he was kind of, like, goofing around with her, because, like, once she pushes him down, and he's kind of, like, laughing about it.
I like where this is going.
Yeah, they're gonna be married and be happy ever after.
No, one of them's gonna die. It's gonna be hilarious, dude. This is fucking Game of Thrones.
Yeah, no, that's why I was like, yeah, that's very much possibility.
Everyone dies.
I mean, what I've heard is after I complained that all the cool people died in the first season, I was basically told. The bad guys get their way a lot of times.
Yeah.
In this series. In the book series. Yeah. So, who knows? I mean, it's just, yeah, no one's safe.
Yeah, everyone dies. Yeah, it's actually kind of funny, because there have been a bunch of, like, memes online and stuff, where, like, J.K. Rowling came out and once said, it's like, it's hard when I kill off a character, and it's just, like, George R.R. Martin's picture right below her saying, bitch, please. Because... God, this guy, he will kill everyone.
Yeah, yeah, and good on him for it. I like that. I like the, you can't, and that's one thing that's starting to come around now with TV shows with like this and what I've heard about American Horror Story is when you don't have anyone that's safe in your series or even your season, people can't get comfortable. Mm-hmm. And that's a good thing, I think. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of people that don't like that, but like, I want to be comfortable watching it, but like...
Fuck you.
Yeah.
If you come into a series where murder and incest are like two main bullet points in describing the show, you are not going to be comfortable either way.
Yeah, no shit.
Like, you'd have every single character be, like, fucking Darwinian demon, just, like, be immortal everything. Sorry, I just spent, like, the last couple days studying for my evolution exam, and... Yeah, you could have, like, immortal everyone. Be as comfortable as hell. Like, be supposedly as comfortable as hell, and you'd still be like, eh. Because, again, people will be fucking their close relatives, finger-banging their sister, and killing babies. Because, I guess, babies don't have the immortality gene.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't kick in until, like, 12. Or maybe 20. Let's go 20.
Alright.
Yeah. But, yes, that was Game of Thrones Episode 2.
Oh, that's everything.
Yeah, that's everything that happened.
Oh.
Yeah, so... Yeah, sure, you come back next week and we'll be talking Season 3.
Season 3.
No, Episode 3. Damn it. Yes. Third episode. Whatever is dead may never die.
I am most looking forward to finding out what's going to happen with Jon Snow. Yeah. Again, you know, talking about not, you know, no one's safe is... He could very much die, and he's my favorite character.
Yeah, but they gave him that sword, so I doubt he's going to die soon. Because no one with a sword that awesome
dies.
That
doesn't matter!
No one with a sword that also dies.
Ned Stark had that giant-ass fucking butcher fucking sword at the beginning of the first season that you never seen again, so...
Yeah, but yeah, you know, his sword is distinctive because it has, like, that little shiny wolf's head.
Yeah, I don't think George R.R. Martin is like, nah, he got that cool sword, I'll keep him alive.
he's probably like sitting somewhere devising a way to kill him with that sword.
Yeah, I would argue that would make him want to kill him off sooner. Be like, he has that pretty ass sword. Let's dial him down a notch and mm-hmm. kill him.
Yeah, then give that sword to Sam. So you can use it to like cut ham or something. Fat bastard.
Come on, Sam's a good guy.
I liked
what he was saying to Jon Snow there when he's like when he you know proposes about bringing the girl back with him.
It's Gilly,
and she leaves, and he's like, we can't steal her, you know.
Like, we can't steal her. She's not property.
Yeah, no.
She's not a goat.
We're not going to steal them and then steal her. And then, Sam's like, we can't steal her. She's not property. She's not a goat. She's a human being. And it's like, fuck yeah, man. Tell them.
Yeah, that was actually kind of funny line where it's like we can't steal her. She's not a goat.
Yeah. It was funny, but it made a lot of sense, too. It's she's a human fucking being, not a goat.
Yeah, so, like I said, so that was our thoughts of episode 2. So why don't you tell us what you think? Let us know in the comments or in the forums. And, yeah. So as long as we have we're on a podcast this week, and close commentary this Friday, and we should come back next week for when we're talking about what is dead may never die.
Yeah, and I'm going to throw this out there that if anyone out there wants to email me at shax@deathdoorprods.com, just put like the subject line Game of Thrones or something like that, and we'll have our own little discussion about it, and maybe I'll bring up some of the things you guys say to me on these spoiler casts.
Or, put them in the forums for everyone to see.
There's that too.
Yeah, because we're all about open communication here or something. So I'm dead. I'm dead, much like most characters in Game of Thrones.
I'm Shax, and I like it doggy style, like much of the characters in Game of Thrones.
I mean, that's true. See you guys next time.